Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and I think you'll like it. Check it out when you get a chance. Check out all the other things on our website, including a little bit more about Phyllis Martin. If you want to check on some of the things she's done with us in the past, she's an original member of our Brain Trust. And ladies and gentlemen, you've heard the term Renaissance man. Well, Phyllis is a Renaissance woman because she's done it all. She's a columnist. She's a human resources expert. She's the world's word watcher to make sure that we all use our words properly. She's written a book on the topic, which is one of my favorite, Words Watchers Handbook, now in its umpteenth edition. And no telling, I mean, something under a million copies have been sold, maybe under 2 million have been sold. She also has, I think I mentioned their column, she also has a radio show. But more importantly for me, she's my friend, Phyllis Martin. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you.
It's good to have you back.
Oh, it's very good to be here. I look forward to this.
How many books how many Word Watcher books have you sold?
Oh my, I don't know.
It's under 10 million. It's under 10 million, though, right?
Well, it's the 15th printing, and Jim, I'll tell you why I'm so pleased with that. They keep the price down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we appreciate that.
Oh, I really.
Well, I'm just
do.
So glad that it's available again because it kind of went dark for a little while, and it's back now, folks. You can get it. It's called Word Watcher's Handbook by Phyllis Martin. Phyllis. One of the things I know you want to talk about today is we're going to put your human resources hat on today, and you want to talk about how to encourage our employees, those who work with us and for us, or maybe I should say who we work for. Sometimes that it seems like that.
Sometimes it's that way.
How do we motivate these people? You got some ideas on that, don't you?
Yes, we think about them as human beings and talk with them and find out where they are, what's important to them. But there are little things we can do. When I was watching football over the past month and saw those little symbols on the helmet, the Buckeyes for Ohio State.
On the college teams, yeah.
Oh, they work for that. Florida State with that, tomahawk?
The tomahawk, yeah.
Yeah. And yesterday we went to Applebee's, and I told you about this, and I noticed on the server's badge that she had a little apple. Well, she had several apples, and she was so proud of those. And she said that whenever a compliment is paid by a customer, she gets an apple, and she looks forward to that.
Hmm.
And so now, if I go into Applebee's, I want the one who has
the most
apples.
You want the one with all the apples.
Oh, yes, because she knows how to do it.
Well, and do you think she's motivated by those apples?
I know she is.
Yeah.
I know she is, because she said so.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't use those words.
And that didn't cost a lot of money either, did it?
Oh, no. Oh, there's so many things that really don't cost money at all. We can do something in honor of Edison. Today is what the day that, which anniversary is it? You were talking about it.
Oh yeah, Edison. It's the, in 1879, he demonstrated his incandescent light.
Yeah.
On this day.
Well, one of the companies that I know about, and this really triggered the thought for today, and that is that when someone has an idea, they put a light bulb on that person's desk.
Huh.
You know, the idea that
they
have. And you know, that can't be very expensive.
No, exactly. I remember years ago when I was a member of sales organizations. In fact, you know, we'd get these little, the bosses would have all these different things that we would get. And I've got boxes of those things that now are things that I look back on fondly with fond memories. But in those days, to be able to stand in front of my group and receive that kind of an award, it motivated me.
You must have been a heck of a salesperson.
Well, I was okay. I did pretty good. I think I did. You know, and the thing is that people used to tell me that they appreciated my energy and the passion that I had, and part of that came from, I think, from some recognition that I was you know, that I expected to get because of my performance.
Oh, right, and it isn't always in your paycheck.
No,
but that's awfully nice, isn't it?
Well, it is, and you know, you mentioned the paycheck Phyllis, I mean, as a human resources professional, you know that the not the number one reason is that the compensation, I should say, is not the number one reason, not the number two reason, not the number three reasons. Sometimes, many times, it's way, way down the list in like 8 or 9 or 10 reasons why people leave employment.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And they have to be recognized, and there are so many ways to do that. You can do a floral recognition, and in fact, I've always said that barter is smarter. If you have a kind of company where you can barter something with, let's say, the florist next door,
right,
and give them some of your services, it's amazing what you can get by doing that.
Okay, now, Phyllis, what do we do for the guys?
And what do we do? Well, men like flowers.
Oh, they do?
Okay. Of course they do. And they like pads with their name on it.
It's just not the same, though, Phyllis.
No, I know. They like notepads with their names on it, correctly spelled.
Right. Or tickets to the ballgame are nice.
Oh, absolutely.
You were talking about, we were talking about why people leave. The number one reason is that in every poll that I've seen, every study that I've ever seen over the years, Phyllis, the number one reason why people leave is because they didn't feel appreciated.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And folks, if you haven't heard that, and if you're surprised at that, please believe me when I say that. These aren't my anecdotes, I'm telling you. This is the result of surveys, and Phyllis, those are multiple decade surveys that I've seen over my career. Where I remember when the first time I heard that was probably in the 70s.
Oh yes, well I remember Gib Pleasants, who was the vice president for Procter & Gamble, and he always said that I try to spend at least 10% of my time talking with my employees, and he said, and I'm talking with them about things that have nothing to do with business,
right?
Because I want to learn more about them,
their families.
Yes.
MBWA is called Management by Walking Around.
Absolutely. And you often quote your friend Ken Blanchard, doing something right, and then reward them.
Yep.
We can latch onto that idea of his.
He does that well. So, Phyllis, could we start a little bit of an early resolution maybe that we say, okay, from this moment on, and so maybe by the time the new year comes, I'll be good at it. I'm going to make sure that I do what I can to recognize my employees and to try to catch them doing something right, not catch them doing something wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with our good friend Phyllis Martin after these messages. It's 20 after. She's the author of a book that I highly recommend to you folks, Word Watchers Handbook, a deletionary of the most abused and misused words. Available wherever books are sold. Stay with us.
And when you smile for
we're back. It's 23 after the hour. Jim Blassingame. We're visiting with Phyllis Martin. She's our good friend. She's also the author of Return to Chipping Sodbury, which is a contemporary novel of mystery and romance. Those of you who like contemporary novels of mystery and romance, you won't do better than this one, The Return to Chipping Sodbury by Phyllis Martin. And Phyllis, is this still available wherever books are sold?
Oh, you have to special order it because that's been a couple of years ago. Well, more than a couple, but thank you for
I bet it's still out there, though.
Yes, it is.
And Bruce, her husband, is an author as well, and he's got a book out called, this is kind of a collaboration, isn't it, Killing is Murder?
Yes.
That's a collaboration, and you got he's got a new book out before long he likes the murder mysteries, doesn't he?
Yeah, true crime.
True crime. So that'll be out
this next one. Yeah,
now,
excuse me.
Word Watchers is available at iUniverse. Is that right?
That's correct.
iUniverse.com.
Right,
but also probably at Amazon.
Oh yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
Right, Barnes and Noble. And we were talking about incentives, and that little book, because it's had so many printings, Jim, is very inexpensive. I know we don't talk about price on the air. At least I don't think we do.
It's okay. You can talk about price.
Oh, $11.95.
Can't beat that.
That could be
in a time when books are going through, the price of books are going up a lot. That's a good value. You know, that might be a good incentive for people to hand them a Word Watchers handbook.
Oh, that would be great.
How about that? You'd love that, wouldn't you?
Oh, I would like that. And then it's so inexpensive, you could buy one for everybody in the office, but I hope that the boss would buy one for himself, herself, because you hate to be making errors in grammar.
That's right. You know, Phyllis, talking about incentives, money, the music that just played about the best things in life for free, but you know, I need money. Well, money is a good incentive, and that's something that people want. But you can't, you know, you can incent your people to do well without spending money every moment. And you know, one of the things is just to learn how to say well done.
Oh, yes.
It's amazing, though, the people who can't say that, Phyllis.
Oh, I know.
What's wrong with them?
They're sort of tongue-tied. But if you can't say it, if there's a birthday for one of your employees, you can have a bulletin board and say happy birthday there.
Right.
Or you can send a card.
Right.
Or you can give a parking space that is special. You can have the person of the month and have that parking space available. That could be very, very special. You could give a day off or maybe even an hour off.
Mm-hmm.
I talked with a boss who did that, and he said he was so furious with himself because he didn't think of this. He did later, but he was going to give an hour off at the end of the day. But the employee had a ride pool, could not do it. And he said, why didn't I think of extending the lunch hour?
Right.
Which you can do.
One of my favorite things to do when somebody does something, does a good job, one of my employees, you know, I pat them on the back and say, well done. And, you know, and especially if it's like 5 minutes to the hour or something like that, I'll say, go ahead and take the rest of the hour off.
Oh, good for you.
Well, yeah, they know I'm teasing, but it's you know, it's just a way to have some fun around the office.
And I'm so glad you said that. A sense of humor is wonderful. And I probably told you this one, but I was on the board of directors for the Girl Scouts, and we were hiring a new person to be the executive. And someone said on her rating sheet that Barbara O'Byrne has an abiding sense of humor. And we threw down all the other papers and said, let's take her. Oh. She's going to have to work with a board. And
well,
she needed that.
Well, and you're right. And the thing is we don't often think of a sense of humor as being an incentive, but if it can be pervasive throughout the company, if the people in a business can realize that it's possible to be a serious business, but still have fun, then that's going to be a happy business, I think.
Oh, it is. And Jim, why do you think all those little
and successful
came about? Remember the little smile labels and the little smile buttons?
Yeah, the smiley faces.
Smiley face, yes. But a smile is worth a lot.
Yeah. Have you seen the commercial where the person has really messed up? They've done something really, really bad, and somebody's caught them doing it, so to speak. And the person who's been caught says, "Thank you," and the other person just, you know, the whole indictment goes away because they just said thank you. It's funny.
I say thank you when someone corrects my speech because I'm interested in good speech.
Right.
And I want someone to tell me if I make a mistake. And you do, I know that.
Do you think that which way do you think we're headed, Phyllis, in the marketplace? Do you think we're headed toward more civility and more personalization, more of sentimentality in the marketplace? Do you think we're moving away from it?
I think the smart business person is moving toward it because it's the way to go. It really is. And I hope it doesn't take another tragedy. But remember after 9/11 how kind everyone was?
Yep.
Oh.
I think that's still hanging on to some degree, Phyllis.
You know, I think it is, too.
Yeah.
I've had yesterday I was in a hurry and someone let me ahead of her in the line. I had only one item. So I thought that was very nice.
Yeah, I like seeing that. I think, you know, I'm trying not to be too much. I don't want to sound like a Pollyanna here, Phyllis, but I think we're moving in a good direction now.
Oh, I hope so.
I think so, and I think part of it is the way we work today, how different that is from the way we worked, you know, 25 years ago or so. Phyllis Martin, thank you again for being here. It's always a pleasure. Hope you and your family have a great holiday.
Oh, and the same to you, Jim.
Phyllis Martin, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Word Watchers Handbook. We could not do without Phyllis, I promise you. Quick break, right back with John Bertu. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Here's ZZ Top to take us out. We'll be right back.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.